Okay, we are continuing on in our Tefillah Tuesday, Sha'ar Mitzvah, page Chaf Aleph, page Chaf Aleph. Right in the middle of the page, paragraph Umnam. Rav Pinkus is discussing the importance of preparing for davening, of coming to davening a few minutes early, of not being on our phones, of focusing our minds, not talking prior, not engaging other conversations, but rather the importance of preparing ourselves for a conversation only with the Creator of the universe. Continues Rav Pinkus, page Chaf Aleph, paragraph Umnam, second large paragraph. Umnam. However, near Ashiyesh by Zeomek Yosef Ramasha Achana, my Kavis Atfila. He says more than this, we can understand how preparation or lack of preparation holds back one's own tefillah. In addition, just on a practical level, that it's very hard to concentrate and focus if we're not mentally prepared. D'Neva Brachos says the Gemara in Brachos, and we might learn this year, Daf Lamed Aleph, Tanur Abanan, in Omdim Lehispalel, Lo Mitoch Atzos, you can't stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in a state of sadness, or in a case of laziness, lo mitoch schok, and not like overly silly and giddy, lo mitoch kalus rosh, likewise in a state of just like lack of concentration, lo mitoch dvarim betelim, and not while your mind is engaged in nothingness and silliness, lo mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, rather the focus of the mitzvah. Now let's just process that gemara for a moment, meaning prior to davening, as we stand in front of the Ribbono Shalom, Hashem is saying, free your minds of narishkeit. Free your minds of the things which are going to not allow you to understand that you are standing in front of the Creator. And I'm going to make a big pitch again. Imagine how hard that is, right? With your phone out in front of you as you are just about to daven, and you're still, halavai only the worst thing if you're checking the scores. Right, but if you're checking updates, whatever it is, but you're in the middle of something, but rather to be focused on only what you're about to do. The Parish Rashi says Rashi there, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. What does that mean? Of the Simcha of Mitzvah of Tefillah, Kegon, Divrei Tanchum Mishal Torah, Kegon Samach Geulas Mitzrayim, O Samach Latila David, Shu Shevach the Tanchumin. He says rather to focus on the idea of that we are connecting Shema to Shmon Esrei. Again, as we've said in the past, when the Gemara says uses the word tefillah, it specifically refers to Shmona Esrei. And therefore, the goal here is obviously, while it's wonderful throughout the entirety of davening, brachos and brasha amar and ashrei, to focus on every word, but the ikar kavana a person needs to have is certainly for minimum of Shmona Esrei. Umash akasa samecha geulas mitzrayim. He says, when the world is Rashi saying that we need to be somich our Shmona Esrei to the Geula of Mitzrayim. He says, Achorizu halacha shel smichas Geula v'tfila. Right? Hopefully you're familiar with. There's a concept that you need to be somich Geula, meaning.
That's why they say like the last bracha
quietly.
You see what I mean?
Excellent. Very good. Sure. Very good. Right. We have to connect the bracha, right? Shema, the post Shema brachos with Shmona Esrei. Those have to have a connection of Geula to Tefillah, right? Which is what Shua said. That's why even it's unclear. It's a subject you don't want to be mafsik between them, and therefore we don't always answer Amen after that. This will be Inyan Smichas Geula Tefillah. Perish Rashi, Rashi there in Brachos and Avdar on Beis explains in the name of the Yishami. Zelashano, Misha Eno Somich Geula Tefillah. L'mahu Dome. What's this guy compared to? He doesn't do this. L'ovo Shamelach. He says, like a loved one of the king, he comes and bangs on the door of the king. Yatza HaMelech, the king comes out, and as if he runs away. Right? Almost like play that game when you're little, you pray, you ring someone's doorbell and you run away. Right? So he says that's what it means. If you're not Somech Geulat Tefillah, right? Imagine like you just go and you're saying Shmona Esrei, but you don't finish, you don't take it to completion and say Shmona Esrei. It's like you knocked on the door, but you didn't speak to the king.
I have.
Like rather you say, Hashem, wow, you're so awesome, you're so incredible. Right, whether you come close to Hashem and then you don't ask for these. I remember years ago, I had a guy in my shir, this is many, many years ago. I remember he told me that he was going to, that he went, they were going to a concert, a very large concert, not of the those performers that that we support in our yeshiva. It was going to a very, very large concert in a local stadium, and there were a number of opening acts. And as they were driving, he says they drove, they waited on in traffic, in crazy traffic, hard to find a parking spot. And they got in, and there was it was one of these all day concerts, and it was three opening bands, and they were waiting and they were waiting and waiting, and the main show wasn't coming out for hours and hours and hours. And he told me that him and the chaver, they were okay, this is ridiculous already. It was almost not worth it anymore. And they got up to leave. But then someone got up and said, guys, we paid so much money. We spent so many hours already waiting online here. We might as well wait for the show. And they waited. He said, they waited until the end. He says it was worth it for the show. But right away, when he said that to me, he told me that story. So in my mind, it went to this Rashi. Right? So that's what this Rashi is. Right? That's literally this pshat. Is that you understand that the whole point is that you're banging on the door. And you can ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, for praise Hashem. Hashem, you're so awesome. But you missed the point. You literally missed the boat. Right? It's like guys who come in here for davening, and they walk in at Ashrei, oh, Rabbi, I'm here for Shacharis. I'm like, you totally missed the point. Right? If you miss Shmona Esrei B'Tzibor, then you missed Tefillah B'Tzibor. You missed the minyan. That's it. It's over. The point of davening is Tefillah B'Tzibor altogether. And therefore, through proper preparation for davening, you can truly attain actual closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This kind of closeness which enables you to truly connect to God during davening. When a person prepares themselves before davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miskarev elav, Hashem comes close to him. Right, imagine, no different than any other relationship. I've said this all throughout the years. Davening is just a reflection of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no different than any other person. Just like you want to go connect to somebody, you have to connect. Right? It's not enough just to have a text friend. You have to connect to somebody. Right? God willing, Mr. Shem, you all find your Bashir one day, you all find your wife, right? And you'll find it's not enough just to, text your wife once a day. You have to speak with her. You have to connect with her. You have to speak and spend time. You have to spend time with any relationship. Any relationship requires time. If you just do it imagine if you're sitting and speaking with your wife, at night, and or going out for dinner with your wife, and the whole time you're texting your friends. Right? It's not a really positive, healthy relationship. Right? So, lahavdil, for sitting and davening, and they're texting, or even just prior to that, you're sitting and texting, there's no way to focus on that. Yimkein, mishem espalo below ha'chana, someone davens without any preparation. It's he's screaming to the king. Hashem already left him. He's already gone. He's not there. He's not just there. It's they're just passing. It's he missed the boat to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu before he goes into the palace. That it could be that the king is far from him. The king doesn't even hear him. Someone downs without preparation. Someone who he's screaming from the outside. I want to be there. I want to be there. But I'm not ready there. My mind's not there. How can Hashem hear his tefillos? So again, just to summarize, if a person's not prepared for davening, if we don't have an understanding of what we're doing here, it's very, very hard to be able to connect, because our minds, because it means we might think that we're in davening, but we're really in the Knicks game last night. We're really, at whatever social media feed we were watching, just on the bus, we're in whatever movie we were watching as before we came to davening. Our mind is not here in the Beis Medrash. Our mind is certainly not, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of the Kisei HaKavod. Okay, Bezer Hashem, so we can continue to focus and be able to, truly, Bezer Hashem, improve our skills. Have a wonderful day.